Daniel Radcliffe started making movie magic as Harry Potter, believe it or not, 5 years ago. Since then, moviegoers and Harry Potter fans alike have watched Daniel grow up right before their eyes on the big screen. Well, the fourth installment of the Harry Potter series tells the story of Harry's battle against older rivals in a Triwizard tournament, a confrontation with his nemesis, Lord Voldemort, and his first crush.
I was just wondering if maybe you wanted to go to the ball with me.
Oh, Harry, I'm sorry, but someone's already asked me.
Okay, yeah, great. Fine, no problem.
Aw, Daniel Radcliffe. Good morning, Daniel.
Good
nice
morning.
To see you
nice
again.
To see you too.
Great to have you here, and we're also excited. We have three big Harry Potter fans. This is Marissa, who's 10,
hello.
Emma, who's 9, and then we have Luke, who is 7 years old, and they're going to be able to ask some questions of you. But first, it's my turn. Is that okay, you guys?
Yeah.
This is kind of cool, isn't it? Sitting next to Daniel slash Harry Potter. So first of all, let me ask you about this movie, because as with the book, this is probably darker than the ones in the past. This is rated PG-13. Ooh, a candle wax just dropped. PG-13 rather than PG. How do you think Harry Potter fans will respond to that? Are you worried about alienating some of the younger fans, Daniel?
Not really. I mean, the thing is, let me just get started. PG-13 means that they can see it with an adult, right?
Right. Yes. Parental guidance recommended for kids over 13, under 13, rather.
I mean, with kids in England, it's a thing of if you're under 12, you have to have a parent with you. So ultimately, it's up to the parent. And I think some kids, you know, at the age of 5, 6, or 7, we'll be able to cope with it fine. I'm sure you look pretty tough. I'm sure you'll be fine. And then some kids may be there. Absolutely, we all are tough. We're all tough on the table. But there'd be some kids who may be 10 who wouldn't be quite so resilient and maybe slightly more sensitive. I was a very sensitive child, and I got scared in Jumanji. So, you know, I would have been frightened by the film. And it is a scary film, but I think, you know, the hardcore Harry Potter fans would have been really, really angry, I think, if we hadn't got a PG-13.
Right.
Because
it is dark, and it should be dark in the movie version.
And we're just being faithful to that.
Tell me a little, I mean, your characters, it's so fun for me because I was interviewing you when you first came on board as Harry Potter, and it's fun to watch all of you, Rupert and Emma, and you kind of grow up before our eyes. Is that tough for you at all, Daniel? Because now you're 16 years old.
Yeah.
You were how old when you began this odyssey?
11.
11.
Yeah.
So, as people watch you mature, is it challenging for you, or is it, I guess it must be perfectly fine because Harry matures during the course of the book.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not, in a way, it actually, so I'm slightly older than Harry is in the films I'm doing. I'm 16. When I started the fourth film, I was 14, but I'm now 16. So it gives me quite a good perspective on the character. So I can look back at what I was like when I was 14, because I'm, you know, you change a lot from 14 to 16. So I can look back on how I was then and use some of that from a more sort of objective view.
And are you going through some of the things that Harry's going through? I mean, obviously,
not quite as horrible.
Well,
no,
he's interested in girls, and
yes, obviously. Yeah, of course. But you know, I would be. Yeah, I mean, I think any boy who goes from...
You're thinking about girls and you're flustered.
Yeah, I know. You see, you've thrown me. But any boy who goes from sort of 11 to 16 goes through loads of the changes that Harry goes through. I mean, obviously, Harry has it a lot harder than everyone else does in the world, pretty much, because he has to, you know, people are constantly trying to kill him.
I took my girls, and I think this movie is visually just so sensational and gorgeous, and it was a bit scary, but I thought it was fantastic.
How old are you, 14?
My 14-year-old has a total crush on you, so she's like, sorry, Ellie, she's at school, thankfully.
Uh-huh.
And my 9-year-old actually tolerated it quite well.
Cool.
So, but enough about me and my kids. Marissa, what was your question for Daniel?
Well, in the graveyard in the fourth book, that's a pretty scary scene. Do you ever get scared when you're making the movie?
Well, you see, normally it's fine because normally you always see that the crew's there, mm-hmm. and you're always reminding yourself that it's just a film. But Ralph Fiennes, who's the man who plays Voldemort in the film, has these mad, scary eyes.
He's really
and
creepy.
They sort of draw you into his eyes and just make you think that it's just you and him and he's going to try and murder you. So it's very, very scary.
And Emma, we're almost out of time. I like Emma's sign outside. It said, Daniel inspires me.
Oh,
what was your question, real quickly?
Did you have fun with the new actors that weren't in the other movies.
Yeah, it was great having, because it keeps us all, you know, it keeps the films fresh and it keeps us all, you know, it just, when new people come on board, like with a new director, it all livens everything up still. So, it's great fun.
Well, Luke, and you're going to talk to him about, Daniel, about the tree, yeah. the willow, and how that was made.
Oh,
but
right.
You're going to have to do that during the commercial. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'll tell you everything.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Daniel Radcliffe, so great to see you. Thanks so much for coming by. And kids, thank you for your assistance this morning. By the way, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire opens in theaters a week from Friday.